Welcome to the best podcast on the planet, In the Moment.
I was in Zanzibar, Katie.
Who?
Zanzibar. It's in Africa.
Djibouti?
No, it's not Djibouti roll call. Okay? Let me tell you something about geography. Mm-hmm. If you're ever in doubt, and you want to look like you know something.
Right.
If it start with a Z, just guess Africa, okay?
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Just if that's what you do.
Okay.
Flew to Zanzibar.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little trip.
Oh.
I'm out there by the pool. Mm-hmm. We're doing our thing.
Okay.
Monkey stuck his little monkey hands in the bag. And of everything he could have took, he took my AirPods. You wasn't here this day.
No, hold on. You keep losing your AirPods.
I didn't lose them. I just told you a monkey stole them.
All right.
What you mean, all right? I saw him do it. I saw it happen. You don't believe me?
You saw it. That means you let it happen.
Would you want me to fight the monkey?
Yes.
I'm not fighting the monkey.
What type of monkey was it?
A monkey. It was a Zanzibar monkey.
All right.
Wait, what do you think I just looked? What do you think I looked at on this monkey to know the species? You didn't know where Zanzibar was, but you think I know what kind of monkey
you
this is?
You know the difference between a gorilla or orangutan or the little cute ones from
I would
the
Hangover. Have said gorilla if it was a gorilla. It was a monkey. Okay. The one Michael Jackson had. I don't know what monkey that
Bubbles?
Is. Yes, it was Bubbles in them.
Aww.
Yeah, they had like four friends. They That's was having so sex on the roof. They was wailing.
Wait, what? Okay.
No, I'm dead ass. The monkey was swinging into the bar when the servers weren't there and stealing fruit and taking them to his people. The monkey steal shit.
Okay.
You know this is a thing when you travel.
Yeah.
They steal shit and sell it back to you.
What?
Or they sell it to somebody else.
How can a monkey sell you something?
Huh? What do you mean? How?
How?
You know how smart monkeys are?
Yes, but they don't speak English.
They don't have to. When they take your shit and go, ooh, ah, ah, you, what you, like, and they do this, get it till you take it back, get it till you take it back. They saying,
that's when you jump them. Yeah.
You would have fought the monkey?
It depends on the size, yes.
It wasn't a big monkey. He about this big. A little monkey.
I'm taking him down.
It was four of them.
I'm going to put him in hell up.
Katie, you ain't fighting no monkey. I don't believe you. So, all right, I want to know what you would have done. Okay. If you in the pool, you're already vulnerable. You in your bathing suit. You in the pool. You chilling, right?
Yep.
You ain't got your weapons on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the monkey come over and he buy your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I start going over there as fast as I could.
Okay, so you ran towards him.
I ain't run. I was in the water.
Oh.
So it was like a, it was whatever you call that.
Yeah.
Yes, it was one of those.
Uh-huh.
And then he dug his hand in the bag and I start getting there a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I knew once I get there, what's going to happen? Me and this monkey really going to square up?
Yeah.
I'm going to square up with the monkey.
Yeah.
Why you ain't had this energy when the deer ran up on me outside?
That's different. Them things is big.
Okay. Let's see. So it depends on the size of the animal?
Yes, it depends on the size of the animal. If the monkey is half my size, I'm squaring up with that animal.
Yo.
Like, let's square up, bro. Come
you
on.
You want to start speaking his language?
Yes.
See, don't do that.
No, I'm going to do it slow, too. I see him take my stuff, right?
Don't do that.
Yeah. I'm going to sneak up.
Don't do that. You can't. That's animalist. That's animalist. That's like when you call the Chinese store and you start talking like them. That's not cool.
Okay. That's
you know it because you know people who do that.
Yeah, that's you're right.
You can't
right.
talk like the monkey. You're not a monkey.
I'm gonna catch his attention. He gonna look back like, wait, bitch.
No, he gonna start talking English. Oh, you think you funny, bitch? You want a monkey around? Now I'm taking all your shit. You know it.
Give me that.
Right, you can't do that. You would have fought. I don't believe you would have fought the monkey.
I would have fought him. First, I would have tried to speak in his language to reel him in, and he's going to be intrigued.
He's going to be intrigued.
By what I say in monkey language.
You think you're going to sit there and have a conversation with the monkey? You're going to negotiate for your shit back with the monkey? What? See, you've been listening to Beyonce shit all week. And I think you just tried to do that track where she did a little opera thing. I wasn't it. I don't know what you speak, but it ain't monkey. I can tell you that right now.
Look, just know I would have tried. And the moment he didn't, that's when I would have screeched.
Now you saved by the bell?
Yep.
What are you talking about? What does screeched even mean?
The monkey screech.
What is that?
You never seen him wind it up?
No.
It's like,
first of all,
that's my alarm. Give it back, bitch.
How much Animal Planet have you watched that you have this much of monkey language down? You don't know where Zanzibar is, but you know how to speak monkey?
Yes.
You are studying the wrong shit in life. Why do you know this?
National Geographic, baby.
Wait, so I'm soft is what you're saying?
Yes.
For letting the monkey take my
earbuds. You should have put him in a headlock or something.
It's a monkey. You know how fast they are? You ever seen a monkey get busy on it? It's trees around.
Okay, then that's when I would start playing Tarzan song.
And Sting. Okay. All right, what's next? What's next? A magic carpet? You gonna get on the magic carpet or the magic school bus and chase the monkey through the trees?
I think I would have a better chance with the magic school bus.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe I'm soft. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't know what to do. He took my AirPods out. I seen he took them out. He looked at them. This is how I know monkeys are a different level of intelligence. He opened them.
Oh, of course.
And then closed them back like this'll do. Like he opened them to see what model they were.
He didn't put it in his ear.
I don't. I think he took them and then he went back to the other monkeys, I think, to try to figure out what they had.
Hey, anybody got an iPhone around here?
Yo.
Anybody?
I saw them in the trees. I think he was like, yo, this Bluetooth? Or this is like, how do we connect?
I'm trying to blast my music.
Facts. So you know what I did?
What?
I said, fuck it, I'm defeated. I just started playing my album for them.
They over there, like, yeah.
Oh my God. They was up there, like, getting into fish grease. The monkeys was getting it. Yo, the monkeys stole my AirPods. I had to call Apple and be like, yo, it's insurance for monkey theft?
Sir, what?
That's what he did. As your fam, a monkey stole my AirPods.
Sir, how did that happen?
No, he said, come again. I said, no, it's going to come around the same exact way. Nothing's going to change here, Papa. The monkey stole my AirPods. What part of this are you confused by? He said, where were you? I said, Zanzibar. He said, I never heard of that one. It's not a bar. Don't worry about it.
All right.
I have to buy new AirPods now.
Damn.
So I figured the least I got is a story to tell.
Yep.
I couldn't negotiate with the monkey. Mm-mm. Not going to lie. There was no debate to be had there.
Nah.
But there certainly is a debate to be had on this podcast today.
About what?
Oh, about the story heard around the world.
Oh, I was there.
You were front row.
I was.
Did J. Cole ruin or save hip-hop?
Cole World.
Katie and I are on complete, and I love when this happens, I mean complete opposite sides of this. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait.
Far-fetched.
Oh, I can't wait.
I bet you can.
I wish that monkey would have stole J. Cole before he went up there and did that nonsense he did. But since he didn't, welcome to In a Moment.
I'm in the moment. Stay in the moment. Yeah. Hey.
It's a moment in everything, and everything is a moment. We talk about the comedy in it all. If this is your first time, welcome to the funniest podcast you've never heard. I'm your new favorite comedian, Mo Mitchell, your money back. Katie is here. My sidekick is with me. Shout out to all our regular listeners and our new listeners.
Episode 201.
You done passed 200 on them.
We did.
Look at us, 201, right?
Oh, snap.
Did you ever see the day?
I would have never guessed.
200 episodes. That's a lot when you really think about it, mm-hmm. though. Like, damn, we've been talking for a long time.
Yeah.
We got to be tired of each other by now.
Yeah.
Joe and them did 700 and something episodes.
700?
Two. I'm proud of us, man.
Yes, I'm proud of us, too.
So this is the first, I guess, episode of a new era, you can say. This is the 200s now, right?
Yep.
We went through the 100s. Now it's time for the 200s.
Mm-hmm.
What's 201 in French? Got him. Don't worry about it. Katie has not been focused, and that's all I needed to know.
Duh.
Oh, you sound like a Doug theme song. What was that? What? What's two in French? Damn. What?
Der.
Oh, okay.
Under.
What's zero?
Trois. I don't know.
You don't know zero in French?
No. We start with one. Under. Quoi. Cat. Saint. See. Okay.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Yep. If y'all don't know, Katie and I are supposed to be studying French versus Spanish, and clearly, I'm winning.
Je ne sais pas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What that mean?
I don't know.
Yo, no say. Don't worry about it.
It literally means.
All right, Mo, it's time to tell him why you mad.
Stress been on my head. Why they test my feet? I'm just trying to get through.
All right, Katie, so we've been talking about this Endgame all week on the Bert Show.
Uh-huh.
The Endgame. And if you're not familiar with what that is, Bert brought up that he's received these messages from random numbers.
Oh, the scam number.
The scam number.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And I don't know if this has happened to y'all, but it has certainly happened to me, where you get a random text message, and it usually says something like, "Hey, Charles, just want to know something, something, something." And normally, like a normal person, you write back and go, "No, Charles lives here." Mm. You've got the wrong number.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Ms. Netta.
And just when you think it's safe to end the phone conversation, they keep texting you. Mm-hmm. And they say things like, "Well, here's a picture of me. Here's where I live.
Ooh.
What's up with you?" Mm-mm-mm. Now, what would you guess, Katie, is the end game when you get a text message like that?
You trying to get something out of me.
But what?
You're trying to get me to click on something that will give you unnecessary access to, like, my account or something like that. If you're going back and forth with me like this and you're not a real stranger and you're a scammer, you want something from me.
So you think it's about money?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think, too. But see, I never thought to actually continue with the conversation. Like, I've done it maybe one or two texts because it's just out of boredom to see what this was. But I always stopped. The fact that Bert kept going and it didn't work out for him, he didn't get to the bottom of what really it's about. I'm going to now put the ball in your court on if I should do it with my own situation.
Oh, my gosh.
Should we or should we not try to get to the bottom of one of those text messages that I got? Or do we let it go? What do we do?
We do it.
You want to do it?
Yep.
That easy?
Yeah. I'm nosy.
You don't care if she come for all my money or nothing, right?
No, because you know when to back out. I feel like if you've been through this, you know when to say,
something's wrong here.
Huh?
All right, so look, we're going to start a whole thread.
Ain't no way.
This happened to me. Look, it says, "Hi, how are you?" Now, that's the first two texts I got, right?
Mm-hmm.
Random number, 628 mm-hmm. number. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what area code that is. So I wrote back, "Hi, I'm well. Sorry, but I have no idea who this is."
Mm-hmm.
They wrote back, "Oh, really? You forgot me already."
Mm-hmm.
I wrote, "Nah, just don't have this number saved."
Mm-hmm.
She sent me this picture of her.
Okay.
Right? You see the picture. You can describe what you see in this picture as a woman, Katie.
I see a woman standing, and there is a beautiful scenery background that's given like north of the country, like it's mountains, there's water. She's wearing a white top, black like pants, nice little jacket, which is like tan, blonde woman. Yeah, she looks beautiful.
It's a nice picture.
Yeah, it's
nice
a, it's scenery. Good, the scenery, everything, the setup for it behind, it's a good.
So she says, "It's me." Is that Zoha?
Yep.
"Are you Maria?"
Oh, that happened to me too.
For real? So
it was an Asian chick.
Right.
Like this was like several months ago. Not, and it was the same thing. It was like, "Are you so and so?"
Right.
And I just never responded.
So there's right. where I look, "No, I'm not," is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So then she wrote, "Oops, I think I entered the wrong number in a hurry. I'm sorry. I hope it didn't spoil your good mood. Nice to meet you."
Mm-mm.
So I wrote, "All good. Nice to meet you too." Then she wrote, "Thank you for your understanding. You are friendly. My ancestral home is," I'm not going to lie, I don't know how to pronounce that, "Belarus?" I think that's Belarus.
Belarus.
"But I live in San Francisco from 7 years and you."
Oh, no.
Now, like a normal, sane individual, that's where the conversation ended. I didn't write back. This was, how long ago? This was a while ago. This was March 10th. This is a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Bert got me intrigued now.
Right.
I want to respond.
Okay.
What do you think I should do?
Okay, so you should respond, right? But I got to look up this dude's name. I want to make sure I get it right.
Are you going to respond to yours, too?
That was months ago. I deleted that after she said, "I'm so sorry." I was like, bye.
What?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I wasn't for that, I wasn't there.
Well, you did the normal person thing.
Yes, I did the.
We're in radio. We don't do normal people shit.
And I should have at that time.
See? Content. All right.
But that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking, who is this playing on my phone? Like, get up out of here.
I want to know what Zoha.
All right. So look.
One side of me.
You can respond.
What do I say?
But if you respond.
Huh?
Hold on. What was the last line?
The last message was, thank you for your understanding. You are friendly. My ancestral home is in Belarus, but I live in San Francisco from 7 years and you.
All right. Where do you want to live?
That's what you want me to say to her? Where do you want to live?
No, I'm asking you. What is the place that you want to live in?
I live in Atlanta.
No.
She has my area code. Obviously, she got my number.
A lot of people have different area codes for numbers and they don't even live in that state anymore. Come on now. Dang.
All right, fine. You want to have fun with it? You know, I'll be honest. I don't know.
You got a thing.
Teach me how to lie. What do you want me to do? What do I say? Where am I from? Help me. What's my name?
All right. So you're from Montana?
What?
Yeah.
Why? Is my name Joe?
No.
Am I Joe from Montana? You would have got that
if you
was in the sports. Don't worry about it.
Joey Montana.
Wait.
All right.
Uh-huh.
No. Well, okay, not Montana. Man, just say you do.
I want to be from somewhere fly.
Detroit.
Nah, that's going to scare her off.
You said somewhere fly.
Yeah, but I ain't say I wanted her to think I was, you know what I mean?
All right.
Come on. Give me something
San Francisco.
Good. That's where she lives. Oh, you want me to live where she's at?
No. I didn't pay attention to that.
She's going to want to pull up.
All right. You said somewhere fly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just talking.
We can't give where you're really from. So, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Bull.
I got to be from somewhere you would want to visit. Do you want to go to Baltimore?
No.
Exactly. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with Baltimore. You want to go to Phoenix?
It's very pretty in Phoenix.
I believe you. I do.
Grand Canyon and all that stuff.
Awesomeness. I'm not saying it's
Houston?
Not. I feel like if I keep saying no, we're going to offend like a lot of a lot of our, so I'm just going to say yes, I do. Because you just go keep. You're ready to go through the whole United States. All right, so you know what? All right.
Because I wasn't going to give you Louisiana. I wasn't going to give you Florida. You're not a Florida man.
This? I'm going to tell her I'm from Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. Right? What? You don't like this? Come on.
Seattle?
What if I tell her? Stop. Because stop making me offend places. Stop throwing them out there.
It's legal there.
What? Because with you, I got to check. What's legal? Okay. I don't know.
You can smoke in Seattle.
Okay. That's why. Then why are they sleepless? I never thought about this. Wait, you just brought up another, right? Should I write that?
Yes.
Should I write I'm from Seattle? Which is wild that I'm sleepless. No, I'm not writing that.
Nah, that's funny though.
All right. I don't even know how to lie well. All right, here we go.
Dallas.
And you. All good. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Types.
Right? Mm-hmm. Never been to San Francisco. I heard it's a treat. Because it's the San Francisco treat. You never heard that?
No.
All right, don't worry about it. That's exactly why you don't get a date doing shit like that. All right, don't worry about it. All good.
Bay Area. I always want to go to the Bay Area.
Okay. All right, like this. All good. Wow. Never been. Mm-hmm. Always wanted to visit the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, should I start off with like apologies for the delay?
Oh, yeah.
Busy, rich, and famous.
No.
Okay, I went too far. My fault. Apologies for the delay.
Work's been kind of crazy this week.
Work has been crazy. Been saving people.
No.
Okay.
Work's been crazy.
I keep going too far.
Then she's going to ask you, well, what are you there?
All right. So apologies for the delay. Work has been crazy. All good. Wow. Never been. Always wanted to visit the Bay Area. I'm from Houston. No, you said Dallas, right?
Dallas.
I like Dallas.
Dallas is better. Yeah.
I like Dallas. All right, I'm from Dallas. Bung. Sent.
Ooh, bing right. Bong.
The games begin.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
I'm excited.
I hope you get a message.
I do too.
I hope you get a response.
We'll keep y'all posted. Mm.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host, Mo, and co-host, Katie.